Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg. I am your host. We have Joe Hogle with us and a whole slew of experts on the show today. I'm very, very excited. We have Stephen A. Leahy coming up at 10:15. We have Gary Novell, our credit enhancement expert, coming up at 10:30. David Schluter will be talking about trusts and wills and estate planning at 10:45. A lot, this COVID-19 coronavirus has really woken a lot of people into taking a look to make sure that they have wills and estates and their estates in order. God forbid something happens. At the top of the hour at 11 o'clock, Donna Sattler. And at 11:15, we have Todd Denenberg of Vicino's Pizza Restaurant calling in. They are the recipient of the weekly $1,000 Team Hochberg Feed the Essential Workers check giveaway, if you will. So I am buying, Team Hochberg is buying $1,000 of food for essential workers. And this week's recipient is Vicino's Pizza Company in Glenview. Last week was Josh's, and we'll be talking more about that at 11:15.
But last week you had food in here, right?
And I have food in here as well. I picked up
really?
Subs. I picked up subs from Vicino's that we'll eat when Todd calls in. They're delicious. That I accidentally backed over this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like roadkill.
Well, no, you know what happened? So I'm running. So I put my backpack behind my car and the food behind my car because I was going to put the food in the trunk to keep it cold. And then I forgot my keys, so I ran back into the house to get my keys. And then I forgot that I had the food and my backpack behind my car. So I get my car started, start backing out, and I hear this grinding noise, kind of like brakes going out. I'm like, I got a brand new car. I just got it like 6 months ago. Why are the brakes going out? I'm like, uh-oh, something stuck underneath my car. I wonder what it could be. Maybe I ran over a garbage can. I pull up. I see the bag ripped up. The sandwiches are safe. Okay.
Good. That's what
sandwiches are safe. I destroyed my book bag. Well, that's okay. My book bag, my backpack that I carry my computer in. And so I MacGyvered it, right? So because one of the cases were ripped up. So I went in to get a bag, Joe, to put the food in to bring down. So sure. I opened my freezer. I don't have any ice packs. So I'm like, now what am I going to do? I've got to keep the food cold. So I had the brisket from Passover a couple of weeks before, I forgot that I had in my freezer. So I took it out and used those as ice packs. So I've got a pound of brisket that I kept the sandwiches cold, and everything's fine. So it's all good, listeners.
See, you're brilliant. You know how to pivot.
I got that on the fly. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm looking at the brisket. I'm like, all right, it's frozen. It's frozen meat. Boom. I've got it over here in the refrigerator.
I'm proud of you. I would have woke up my wife.
No, it's all. I got it all figured out. So the you know, one of the sandwiches got a little flat, which I'll be eating later. But other than that, everything's great. But first, we start the show every week, as you know, Joe, with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Joe, I got a lot of calls this week.
Well, Gear, I want to say it's great to see you. I've been home all this time, and
so I'm glad you're back with us.
All
it's
right,
nice. But WGN listeners have reached out to me, and I've got it. I just want to share this with our WGN listeners. Okay, Cindy, a WGN listener, called me on the 16th of April. All right, she hasn't made a mortgage payment yet this year, and she thought for some reason that Homeside Financial was her mortgage servicing company, which it wasn't. So I looked her up, and she said that we did her loan in the past, which we didn't, because I looked it up in her system. I have access to all the loans. I looked up the loan. I'm like, Cindy, listen, we don't have your loan. What's going on? She's very distraught. She's like, my husband's been in the hospital for 11 days. He has COVID-19. He's on a ventilator. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. Okay, so let's calm down. Do me a favor. Find your mortgage statement so we could help you get into forbearance, which, as I was telling you, Joe, according to Black Knight, which is a software company that tracks mortgages and lending trends and everything, 2.9 million homeowners, according to Black Knight, 2.9 million homeowners have entered into COVID-19 caused forbearance in the past 3 weeks. 2.9 million. That's unbelievable. That's 5.5% of all mortgages in the United States are now in some sort of forbearance. So I'm very, very thankful that our listeners have taken the advice that I gave them 3 weeks ago about forbearance. I've been running commercials and been on a bunch of radio stations and made a huge Facebook post 3 weeks ago informing everybody. 4.9% of those mortgages are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. 7.6 are FHA and VA loans, which is unbelievable, the amount of people that are taking advantage of a safety net that's out there for our listeners. And that's what this show is all about. It's to help our listeners overcome whatever challenge they have, if it's their mortgage, if it's their credit, if it's their property taxes. Stephen A. Leahy's coming up. If it's with enhancing their homes, you know, we have the text line 312-981-7200, the MegaPros call and text line. That's what we're here to help. So I called Cindy back last night. I hadn't heard from her, right? So a day or two went by. I said, hey, what's going on? I'm here to help. I haven't heard from you. So I'm going to reach out again. So if anybody is out there having challenges like that, please call.
How would you help Cindy?
I would help her by checking out. Obviously, she's not in the right state of mind. Sure. You know, her husband's in intensive care. She hasn't seen her husband in over almost 2 weeks. Mm. And she hasn't made a mortgage payment. So forget about the stress. I mean, you can only imagine, right? I mean, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it here, right? So... So long story short, what would I do? Mm-hmm. I would help her figure out if she has a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. And then I would help her, if she wanted me to, call the servicer with her and explain what's going on.
Sure.
Because I've been doing this 19 and a half years. I know how to dance on the dance floor. Here's a lady, her husband's on a ventilator in ICU. He hasn't seen her 2 weeks. She's not going to be in the mental, you know, state of mind to have that conversation.
I get it.
So that's what I would, I'm offering that out there to all of our listeners. If you are going through some type of challenge and need that type of help, I will help you. Here's another listener, Don. He's a correctional officer. Okay, so he's in the jails, all right, with asthma. Okay, he's an Hispanic guy. So what are the two highest categories of people? African-American and Hispanics. He called off due to work because he doesn't want to be in that for obvious reasons. He has an FHA loan, and the lender was giving him a hard time about forbearance. I sent him a bunch of information. I'm like, listen, here's the FHA, you know, here's the story that was released. So I told Don exactly what he needed to do. I'm not charging anybody for this information. I'm just trying to get ahead of it,
you know,
to help Cindy out. Sure. and to help Don out, because Don's like, dude, I can't go to work. He's like, you're the only guy who I'm hearing on the radio that's making sense to me, because I never heard of forbearance before I heard your ad. And it impacts me. How do I save my family? I don't have any income coming in. I'm waiting for all the union stuff to work out to see if I'm going to get paid or not. But I can't go in because I don't want to possibly die, is what he said. And, you know, rightly so. This is scary times, buddy. So this is what we're offering, right? We're offering a safe place for our listeners to come to ask their questions and to get their questions answered in an honest way that they could then take to put into the battlefield.
Yes.
To protect themselves. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Stephen A. Leahy coming up talking about property tax appeals and the PPP, which has been depleted. And we have a text message that we didn't get to last week that I want Steve to answer this week. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg, Joe Hogel, and the slew of experts coming up. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call on the text line. WGNDavid.com for podcasts and information of all our sponsors. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. If you have any calls and questions, I promise if we don't get you on the air, we will follow up after the show. 100% you have my word on that. Stephen A. Leahy, how are you, buddy?
I'm just great, David. How about yourself today? Nice to hear Joe there in studio.
Yeah, Joe's here, and we like to hear you on the phone because you've got a great voice.
Yes,
and
he does.
And it's always good.
And a good laugh.
And it's a good laugh. You know, Steve, it kind of reminds me of, back in the day. Hang on. Oh, that's not working. All right, so... Yeah, it's Lou Rawls. Right. So I got to get Sammy to fire this, fire the call screen, touch screen up. But we'll take care of that later. Steve, we got a lot of our listeners who are having challenges and questions. And one texter from last week, please ask David to repeat the website you had at the end of the program offered for independent contractors like realtors to access the one-time unemployment benefits. What is that website that you set up to help our listeners?
Actually, it's a federalcoronaloans.com, and it just gives information about the PPP, and I want to talk a little bit about the PPP program. That's the Paycheck Protection Program. Yeah, everybody's heard that it's old, you know, that they've given out all the money already, and so there isn't any money left. However, there is a bill in Congress that's going to refund that plan up to $250 billion more. And so you shouldn't give up yet, and you should still be, if you haven't applied yet, you can still apply, whether you'll get the money or not. I think it's going to go and roll it. You know, if the $250 billion doesn't fund everybody, I think they'll fund it again. And there might be a third or a fourth or even a fifth, because nobody thought it was going to go this long. And so I think that if you're a realtor, and I have many realtors who call me about this, or other independent contractors, you can qualify for this program, but you got to get in line, and you got to get in line now. Even though you're hearing that there's no money left, they're going to refund it, and if you're not in line, you're not going to get it.
What's the website again?
FederalCoronaLoans.com.
Okay, now let's talk about property taxes, because you were all excited a couple of weeks ago about Cook County doing a reassessment of everybody's taxes, of all the listeners' taxes that live in Cook County. Well, everybody that lives in Cook County. Can you walk us through what that's all about? Because I saw the story as well. You sent it to me. I read it. I'm like, hey, what's going on with this? And so I figured our listeners would be very, very interested in hearing, especially our listeners in Cook County who own property in Cook County. What's going on with Fritz Kagi? Fritz Kagi, is that the assessor?
That's correct. Yes.
So what's Fritz and the boys and girls down at the assessor's office doing?
Okay, so generally in Cook County, they divided into three different areas. They have the city, they have the north suburbs, and then the south suburbs. And it's a triannual reassessment. When they reassess, they go back and they look at the value of your home, and that's how they're going to determine what your property taxes are going to be based on the value of your home. They're saying now that all the values are changing, so they would, instead of doing it in a triannual, so again, in different sections, they're going to do it all. It's never been done before, where the Cook County is going to do all of the reassessments at the same time. This is the time you need to appeal your property taxes. This is the time, because this is where they're coming up with a new value, and 85% of them are going to be, in my estimation, 85% are going to be overvalued, and so you need to appeal it to get it to where it's supposed to be, so you're not paying more taxes than you're supposed to. We all agree we got to pay taxes, we get it, but you shouldn't pay more than you're supposed to pay.
So let's talk about that. What do our listeners do to get prepared? Because what I'm advising our listeners to do in order to refinance, because they missed the opportunity to refinance during the first week of March when rates were at 19.5-year record lows that I've been in the industry. What I've been explaining is, let's put you on third base, get you out of the dugout, so you're not looking for your cap and your bat, and let's put you on third base so when rates do drop, we could just get you 90 feet to score. What should our listeners do to prepare themselves, to put themselves on third base with you, so they could possibly appeal their real estate taxes and save some money in these challenging times?
Okay, well, first thing you have to do is pay attention, okay, because when they reassess the value of your property, they're going to send you a notice of this. Most people don't even look at the notice, and they don't really pay attention. And so that's the first thing. Look at the value that they assigned at your home, and then you'll know whether you think – most people know what the value of their home is, kind of, right, in the ballpark. And so if they send you the reassessment and you think, hey, this is out of line, that's when you have to take action. Okay, because you only have 30 days from the time you're going to get that reassessment to assess it, to appeal it first. There's several different stages of appeals, but the first appeal happens 30 days from the date they reassess the value of your home. And that's going to come up. They're hoping to get it done by December. You know, I guess it depends on how long this goes, right? If it goes longer, they'll probably go be past December. But it's a heavy, it's some heavy lifting that they're doing now to try to do all of them at the same time.
Well, how is that possible? I you know, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I've been living in Cook County pretty much all of my life, other than the 7 years I was in Brooklyn when I was born. Okay, we came here, we moved to Des Plaines. Cook County is not what I consider the most efficient efficient network of doing anything quickly. Okay, especially at the tax assessor's office. So,
well, remember, this is a new tax assessor, so maybe he thinks that they could get it done without it, because he hasn't been there long enough to figure out that they can't. But they're going to try. So we'll see what happens. They're going to try. So I don't know if they're going to be able to do it or not. But you got to keep an eye out for this, because they're going to send you a notice of the reassessment of what they think the value is, and that's how they're going to assess the taxes, your taxes. And so it's so important that you pay attention when you get that notice to make an effort. Again, if you're good at research and you're very organized and you have a lot of time, then you should do this yourself, right? You could do appeals yourself. But if those three things don't apply to you, then you need to get some help. And it makes sense, because most, like myself, when we do tax appeals, we only get paid if we help people lower their taxes.
And so, where do our listeners go for the large percentage of our listeners, like myself, who do not have the time to deal with those three things that you previously mentioned? Where do they go to get in line so you could help them?
So that's WGNTaxMan.com.
WGNTaxMan.com. And how does it work? Because everybody's like, what's in it for you? What's in it for them? Explain the process in about a minute before we hit the break, and then I'll bring you back.
Okay, so the first thing that we do is we do a review to see, you know, kind of the 30,000 feet view. Does it look like we might be able to save you some money? And then if it looks like we could save you money, and again, I think 85% we can, generally. And so that's the first step. And then if we think that we can save you some money, then you can make the decision whether you want to hire us or not.
All right, and let me ask you this question. I got a text question from 708, from 630. As a sole proprietor, can I apply for unemployment compensation if I've already received PPP funds? Great question.
The answer is no. Right, you can't. That'd be double dipping. So you couldn't. You know, you're getting paid already, so you're not really unemployed because you're getting paid.
All right.
You can't say I'm unemployed and I'm paying myself. Right. So you're not really unemployed.
So you strongly believe that the government's gonna reload some type of funds into the PPP program in order to help all of the individual businesses and business owners that weren't able to get a piece of that pie.
I do. I think only the larger companies, like you may have heard that, like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse got $20 million. You know, so the bigger companies were in line. So it's the smaller people, the independent contractors, sole proprietors, they're the ones that were being kind of left off here. And they're the ones that this was geared for.
All right. You're going to call back at 11:30, bud, to help our, to answer all the listeners' questions.
I will.
All right. Thanks, you have
David.
A great day, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have Gary Novell coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's going to explain how he helped a listener in Tinley Park, Janet Tinley Park, overcome her credit challenges. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Text line and phone line are the same number. It's a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to the show. I'm David Hochberg. In studio with me is Joe Hogle. Joe, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Dave. Everything good with you?
Everything's good with me. You had a question about forbearance. Gary Novell, I'd like to welcome Gary to the show as well. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Pretty good, David. How are you this morning? Hi, Joe.
Gary, good to hear you.
All right.
Yeah, so, I know. Long time no hear.
So before we get all rolling here into you helping out Jan with her credit challenges from Tinley Park, Joe and I were talking during the break, and we received a text message on the MegaPros text line that says, forbearance from 630. Forbearance, why didn't your speaker tell people that they have to pay 100% of the payment owed on their mortgage at the end of the 90-day period? I've been saying that for the past 3 weeks.
I know. And my question to you is just that. we have to stress that it's not a free ride, right?
Some people think it's a free ride.
Yes, it's not a free ride.
It's not a free ride.
It's just delaying the payments. Yes. It's not forgiving the payments.
It's right. deferring the payments. And I will tell you this. After speaking with, it has to be, you know, close to 100 listeners in the past month since this has blown up in everybody's face and nobody's heard of forbearance, I will say this. If you don't need, first let me explain what forbearance is, Gary. Forbearance is your opportunity to defer up to 90 days worth of mortgage payments at a time for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. All you have to do, as I've said in my ads for the past 3 weeks on this station and all throughout Chicagoland, is call up, say you're having economic challenges due to COVID-19. You'll automatically be entered into a forbearance with a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. What that means is this. If you enter into a forbearance in April, you can defer your April, May, and June mortgage payments. But come July 1st, the lender's going to expect 4 months worth of mortgage payments. Yes. I've been pretty consistent on that for the past 30 days. And I've invested my own advertising funds to make sure that the listeners in Chicago know about that. So if not only does it help them, but it helps their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors throughout the United States. Because all they have to do is say, I'm having economic challenges to COVID-19 on Fannie Freddie loans.
And David, after that 3 month period, if you're still on, not working or we're still on lockdown, you can call up and they'll extend it for you another 3 months.
You have to call up and that's the key. If you don't and you assume that they're going to do it again, that's a wrong assumption and you're going to get steamrolled like millions of homeowners did in 2008. Okay.
But please remember, you have to have a plan on the way out. Right?
You have to have a plan on the way out.
Right.
So what this does is for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac borrowers, okay, which I said earlier, I'm looking for the notes right now, which are 4.9% of all mortgage holders right now in forbearance have Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans, which is a lot. You have to make that payment eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on FHA loans, now, okay, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac sent loan letters to the services say that they have to offer this extension up to 12 months to their borrowers. So you have to call back every 3 months to extend it. If you don't, you're going to get squashed, okay? So I've been pretty clear on that for the past month. There are no late fees, which is a huge benefit, and there are no negative marks on your credit report, which is another huge benefit. Now, on FHA loans, you could go up to a year as well, but they should be giving it to you in 6 months blocks because that's what it said that they would do is 6 months. Now, at the end with FHA, they're going to put a second loan behind the first loan for all of the deferred mortgage payments. Okay?
So it won't all be due at one time?
Not with FHA.
Gotcha.
Which is different than Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. So you need to call your servicer. I've been pretty consistent about this to try to educate. Now, I'm very fortunate. You're very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
We are not having economic challenges yet due to the COVID-19. We do not need this forbearance. So there are a lot of our brothers and sisters out there that are listening right now, and they're family members of our brothers and sisters listening right now that need help. So if you are one of those people that are going to get a forbearance because you want to take care of your boat payment or you want to take care of this, or you want to see how it works, you are getting in line of somebody that needs help, and that disgusts me.
Yes.
Okay? That's disgusting, and there's a special place for you. I'll just leave it at that. There are 20 million Americans out of work right now that are in massive pain, that are hurting right now, and there are programs set up to help these 20 million American families.
Mm-hmm.
20 million Americans out of work. They have families, Joe. Multiply that by 2.5%. Right? Maybe they have a husband, a partner, a wife, a girlfriend, kids. You know, multiply that. That's like almost 100 million Americans, a third of the economy that's hurting in one way, shape, or form. So if you're getting in the way of borrowers, homeowners that need that help, that's disgusting. And you need to really check yourself. And you really need to really assess what you're doing because you're getting in the way of individuals, listeners that need help, because you're taking up phone time, you're taking up bandwidth of the lender, the servicer who has that loan. You're putting stress on their portfolio. You might not care about that, but those are businesses that employ men and women that also need jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need the help, get the help. But if you don't need the help, get the hell out of the way and get out of the line and let the individuals and the listeners, the Americans out there, our brothers and sisters that need the help, that the system, that this program was set up to help. And that money is due back. So that's very important.
So it's a pause for you.
It's a reset.
It's a reset.
It's a reset. It's an opportunity, Joe. Like, if you don't know if you're going to have a job, it gives you that 90-day period of time, right? Not to take that money and start gambling with it, right? It's to take that money and save it. And then in 120 days, if you could afford to pay it back without any penalties and without any negative mark on your credit, then take the money and pay it back. Because hopefully by that time period, hopefully by July, God willing, we've got some type of clarity. And that light at the end of the tunnel that everybody's talking about is not the 545 Metra. Okay, Express on the way to Union Station that's there to flatten you. You know, so I understand, right? If you're in a job that you don't know you're going to have a job, or maybe you got laid off, maybe you got furloughed. Okay, I know a ton of people that got furloughed. They lost a 12th of their income. But you know what? Their bonuses, they have a job. But they lost a 12th of their income. And I guarantee you, a lot of the furloughed listeners out there have got $15,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 worth of credit card debt. How do I know? Because I pull hundreds of credit reports every single month, and I see it. So like, what I'm saying is that our listeners need to be tuned into this. This is very important. This isn't a get out of jail free card. And you know individuals, Joe. You told me during the break that they're taking the money to take care of their boat and get their boat ready. That's disgusting.
Well, number one, it's silly. It's the wrong thing to do, but. I guess everybody needs to know you need a plan going forward, right? So if you tell me I can get a pause on my mortgage right now and I'm laid off or furloughed.
Right.
Right? So
take
I
it.
Get 30 days. Now, I can, 60 days from now, I'm back in the saddle. I could pay that note.
You call up your mortgage. You call up the servicer, which is the company you write your mortgage payment to. Again, we're all learning words that we never heard of before.
Right.
Furlough, servicer. Okay, all these words have been out there, but the general public has never had anything to worry about this. Okay, so you're going to call your servicer, which is the company you write the mortgage payment to. There's an 800 number. You're going to call. Say, do I have a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or FHA loan? They will tell you. And if you're having economic challenges, then apply for a forbearance due to COVID-19, automatically get it for Fannie Freddie 19 days. I told the story, I think, last week or the week before.
Yeah.
Chase is my servicer. I called up before I went on all these radio stations throughout Chicagoland to give the information. I said, okay, what happens? He's like, well, you want it? I'm like, I don't need it, thank God. I just want the information. So what happens when it comes July if I can't pay back four payments? He's like, then you have to call back either at the end of June or the beginning of July and ask for another forbearance or a loan modification. That's the information I've been putting out, and I've been consistent for the past month. Okay, I kind of went off on a tangent. I know David Schluter's coming up. I know Gary's still on hold. So, Gary, we're going to bring you back after the break, talk about how you helped Jan. We're going to get in with Gary. We're going to talk to Dave Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. We're going to kind of shift everybody backwards a little bit. There's plenty of time left in the show. I promise to get everybody. I have to get this information, Joe, out. We have to get this, and we have to help our listeners. 312-981-7200, because I'm not hearing it anywhere else on the radio. And that's why it's important we get it out.
And you hear a lot of nonsense in the other social medias.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Rates are low. Call me. That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. That's not the time for that right now. 312-981-7200, in my opinion. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call and text line. This is David Hochberg. That's Joe Hogel. Gary Novell's on the line. David Schluter's calling in, and we're here to help you. We'll be back after these messages.
Family. What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? You duck back down the alley with some.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Pat on line 5, if you want to challenge me, now's not the time, okay? You could call me during the week, 312-what's my number? Here, call my cell phone, 773-456-6526. We've got listeners on the line that actually need our help, and I'm not in the mood to get into a fight today. So let's bring
sure you are.
Well, I am, but it's not the right time because we got a ton of things going on. So Pat, 773, I'll say it slow. 773-456-6526. 773 456-6526. You have something you want to challenge me with, call me on my cell phone at 1201. I'll be more than happy to battle with you. But first, Gary Novell. Gary, let's go out to you. You have a, you helped a listener with Jan out in Tinley Park with some challenges with collections on her credit report, which are a lot of our listeners have the same challenges. Could you briefly explain what you did to help Jan overcome her, her collection challenges?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. David, today I'd like to just take a minute about a call I received last week from Jan, who is a longtime listener of the show, and has heard me talk about how I've helped other listeners in the past few weeks improve their credit and raise their scores, and was curious to know if there was anything I could do to help her out with a couple collections, as she was having no luck trying to get it done herself. So she sent me a copy of her credit report, and I was honest with her, and I told her the credit report was actually pretty good, and the only two bad items were on there were two old paid collections, and I let her know I was pretty confident that I could get those removed from her report. So she hired me, and I got started working on her report with all three of the credit bureaus on Friday. Not yesterday, a week from Friday, a week ago yesterday. And before the end of the day on that Friday, we had received confirmations from two of the three credit bureaus that those collections have already been removed, and we heard from the third bureau on the following Monday with the same results. So in not even two full business days, I was able to get these two bad items off her reports with all three of the credit bureaus. And I have to admit, that's fast even for me. Might not seem like a lot, but it increased her credit scores from 675 to 740 in less than 2 days. Bam! Once we get past this virus and things start getting back to somewhat normal, your credit scores are going to be more important than ever. So if you have any questions or problems, now is the time to call me. That's 630-624-9557 so we can get started. If you want the absolute correct and honest answers to your question, you need to call me at 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone. We're all in this together, and we can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Hey, Gary, I got a quick question. That credit score went from 675 to 740?
Yeah.
That's a difference for our listeners, depending upon the day, of about anywhere from a half to a full point in an interest rate on your mortgage. Okay.
And you know what, David? She was also paying down two credit cards that were probably going to give her anywhere from 30 to 40 more points. So she's looking at, within about a month, a 100-point increase in her credit scores.
So I just want our listeners to understand, a 675, Joe, to a 740 is the equivalent of an interest rate of a half to a full point lower in an interest rate between a 740, depending upon the day, and a 675. It is a gigantic difference, especially if you're doing a cash-out refinance. It is a complete game-changer in terms of getting you a mortgage. So, Gary, got one quick question from Alan from last week. I talked to him last night. He broke Passover bread fast with Illuminati's pizza, as everybody should if you're Jewish.
You have to.
You have to. It's the best pizza on the planet. That and Vecino's are the two best pizzas on the planet. Alan said, I do not understand why my credit score is 832, as if we should all have such a problem. With TransUnion at 850, with the other two credit companies, I have stellar credit, so why is TransUnion so much lower? So he's got 832 at TransUnion, and Gary, you okay? Hey, Gary.
It's not me.
Hey, let's put Dave Schluter on hold. Hey, Dave, why don't you back away from the phone a little bit, for the love of God? I thought he was sleeping.
He was almost snoring.
I don't know what was going on.
Sometimes I feel like falling asleep.
I thought Darth Vader was on the phone or something. So
Donna's on at 11 o'clock, isn't
I know,
she?
I know. Donna's on at 11, and we usually play that for her. But so Alan's got a trend. He's upset that his TransUnion's 832 and the other two are 850. What I told Al, I called him last night and talked to him. What would you tell him?
Go worry about something else. That's not a problem. You're only talking about 18-point differences. Different scoring. The different bureaus use different, you know, algorithms in the FICO program that they use. So it's not really a big difference. You're never going to see three credit scores the same, but you're within 20 points with all three of the numbers from the bureaus. There's nothing to worry about. Go stress out about staying healthy nowadays.
You got it. Amen.
Check mine. I think I'm still at 1500.
Joe, yeah. You're the best, man. You set the bar for everybody.
Yeah, the highest that listeners could go is 850, and Joe for some reason has a 1500.
I have no idea why. I have no idea.
Sure.
That's because he hired me 5 years ago.
I'm grateful. Yes. Gary helped me with that eye doctor.
Yeah. Gary, what he doesn't realize is that 1500 is the sum of all three of his credit scores. But don't tell him. All right, we're gonna jump over to Dave Schluter and Sammy. Is not there, so I'm gonna try to do this. So take care, Garrett. We'll talk to you later, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dave Schluter, have you gotten your breathing challenges? Well, you taken care of, buddy.
I'm all set. Chris from Elmhurst called, having seen the Daily Herald 2 weeks ago, where this family dropped off the dad and didn't have any DNR, living will, medical power of attorney. There's all different names for it. Bottom line is, it's called an advance directive. You need it when you have a big operation nowadays. You need it when you get old. You need it for adult children. And what it says is, who speaks for you when you are no longer able to speak for yourself? And when we do an estate plan, we offer that to our customers because they think the doctor is going to hand it to them on their gurney. It's not going to happen. I'm often called by families, hey, Uncle Joe's over at Alexian Brothers. He needs one of those. I walk in, and it's too late. So what happened in the Centre du Pays situation, the doctors ended up, two doctors raised their hands and voted that the guy looked like COVID, and they let him go. And the family was told the next day, he's gone. It's in the paper. You know, we're not going to talk about that litigation or anything, but there were no papers. The dad had no advance directive. If he had one and they left it with the doctors, there would have been certain phone calls that would have had been made. So what are we on the phone about? Well, you need to be able to appoint someone. It can be your spouse, but if your spouse is not good at making those kind of decisions, it could be a friend. But in Illinois, without having somebody in writing, it ends up in what's called the guardianship court. And it's very expensive and very slow process, and you could end up dying while they're waiting getting that thing done. So it's about when you can't give directions about how much treatment you want, what you want declined, what you want done to you, you can't say it'll never happen. You know, David knows my line, the death rate's 100% in Illinois, but this is about car accidents, sudden things like COVID, sudden illnesses that just come up on us, where you're falling down the stairs, whatever it might be. If you are in a situation where you aren't able to give those directions, it's really good to have these papers. I recommend that you name a primary person and a couple backups just in case, because that primary person may be in the vehicle with you, or they may predecease you, and you're dying of sadness, and that's what the condition is you have, and you don't have time to run to the lawyer to do a new document. So it's called, in Illinois, the true one. If you call my office, we'll know what you need, but if you have your own attorney, we used to call them living wills, but those are outdated now. We have what's called now the Illinois Medical Power of Attorney. Everybody needs one, and parents, your adult children, you don't necessarily have the right to speak for them. You need to get them into our office, too, and have you appointed. They may say, well, no, I want my roommate or whatever. You might get some hurt feelings. But the bottom line is you need these papers.
Hey, Dave, we've got Craig on line five that wants to come on and ask a question about a trust and will.
Sure.
But I want to ask you a question. When's the best time to prepare for a will, to prepare a trust? Because this whole episode with COVID-19 has a lot of people looking at their wills and their trusts and their estates, because over 35,000 Americans never thought that a month ago that they would be not with us. Okay, so it's kind of made everybody take stock of what you have, be thankful of what you have, especially your health. And I'm sure that your phones are blowing up right now with everybody that was thinking about doing it, that are sitting at home, that have plenty of time on their hand to take care of this. But when's the best time to start preparing and finalizing, you know, starting and finalizing your will and your trust and your estate planning?
Yesterday.
Thank you.
And the reason I say that is because it's
nine.
People hesitate doing it because it makes you feel mortal. Men are the worst at it. Usually it's the women that call me. you know, Tom's very difficult. He doesn't want to talk about it, whatever. I can handle all that. I've been doing this 35 years, so I've seen pretty much every scenario. I won't strong arm anybody into doing one. If they truly want to roll the dice, I'll let them leave the office. I can't shake their hand anymore. I might do the elbow rub and say good luck to you, but I won't strong anybody just to make a fee. But the reality is, people put it off. They kick the can and say, I won't need it. It's not going to happen to me. So yesterday is the answer. Right. And we're very streamlined. We have high-tech approach to it, but we're also still personable at the same time, even though we're high-tech and how we can crank the stuff out for people.
All right, Craig in Arlington Heights has a question for you. So stop talking for a second. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Trying to do my best and explain the situation. My grandmother passed away about 15 years ago. She left some savings bonds to my mother. In a family trust. My mother passed away 9 years ago, and my brothers and I can't locate the paperwork linking my grandmother's death and assets to my mother, which prevents my brothers and I to access the...
Okay, how many other kids were there besides your mom?
No, my
mom...
In
that family, in that generation. Okay,
I'm sorry?
Was your mom the only child in that generation?
That's correct.
Okay, it's no problem. You could submit what's called affidavits of heirship, and if it's under $100,000, you're in Fast City. You won't need a judge. It's no problem. Call me on Monday. Who has the bonds?
Do you guys have the physical bonds? Yes.
Great. We could take care of it.
All right, Dave. Craig, you got a pen and a paper, buddy? We got to hit a break.
Got it. Let's do it.
All right, go. 847.
Yeah. 630.
Oh, that's your cell phone. All right,
630-285-5300. Either one of you guys can call me. We're not going to fix it Monday, but we'll get you in, and we'll talk you through what needs to be done. It's not going to be an expensive project. I'm glad to help.
Did you get that number, Craig?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Craig, you got
it? I got it. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm down in Itasca, Illinois, 53 in Irving.
All right, we got to hit a break here, Dave. You're going to call back at 11:30. Donna Sattler at the top of the hour. Homefield, Chicago. David Hochberg, Joe Hogle, and the group. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call text line.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. My cell phone number, if you're a mortgage professional and want to challenge me on anything that I say, you can call me on my cell phone at any time, 773-456-6526. I don't know what you'd be challenging me on because everything I've said is actual and factual and 100% true. But I hold on, Joe. I did not bring you up. There you go. Sorry about that.
Anybody could call you on your cell number. Right.
Right. 773-456-6526. I'm still waiting for that mortgage professional's call that wanted to challenge me during the first hour. So that's great. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. At 11:15, Joe, I kind of teased this last week. We're going to announce...
A week-long tease is not fair.
I know.
I'm trying to tell everybody that.
Okay. Well, too bad. So the great grocery giveaway, your radio family here at WGN wants to help your family with some relief on your wallet. It's called the WGN's Great Grocer Giveaway, sponsored by Team Hochberg and Caputo's Fresh Markets. We're going to be announcing the first winner during the 11:15 hour. And it's very easy to register. I'll explain coming up here. But basically what happens is every show is going to be selecting a winner. You go to WGNradio.com, click on the contest button, and you get enter to win. It costs absolutely nothing to enter. And they typically get about 600. A couple of times they had 1,000 entrants. I want to get 2,000 entrants. So very simple. You get a chance to win a $200 gift card to help your family out, to pay for anything you want. We're going to do that 6 days a week starting today for the next 4 weeks. Team Hochberg is funding it. We're going to send you a $200 Amex gift card. In 4 weeks, the grand prize winner, one lucky listener, is going to win $4,800 of Caputo's gift certificates, $400 a month for a year, so they could feed their families.
Nice.
Yes.
I get it.
So that's what we're doing. That's WGNradio.com/contests, WGN.com/contests. The Great Grocer Giveaway, sponsored by Team Hochberg. You give us a call. You know the number, 855-56-DAVID or 56david.com. And also sponsored by Angelo Caputo's Fresh Markets. Seven Chicagoland locations. Find one near you. ShopCaputos.com. Hmm. So the winner coming up at 11:15 during the next break. Donna Sattler, how are you?
Well, hello there. How are you, David?
I'm great. You sound like you're in a tunnel. So can you get
okay? So I'm going to take myself off the speakerphone. Is that better?
Yeah, yes. much better. When doing radio, it's good to not be on a speakerphone. So you had
this is the first time I've done it on remotely.
you'll get
all right. Leave it alone, Joe. Don't touch that. 312-981
Hi, Joe.
7200 312-981-7200 We talked earlier this week, like we talk every week, and you're getting a lot of calls and a lot of inquiries of listeners concerned about this market. And you spoke with a listener by the name of Ann from Buffalo Grove, which is in your territory out there, wanted to know about panicking a little bit because she had to sell her home to relocate. Can you walk us through that conversation? Because I'm sure a lot of our other listeners are having the same type of anxiety, if you will.
Yes, and I've had the same conversation with many of our listeners and many clients of mine. Everybody's scared. You know, the questions that are coming up are, how's the market? Should I list my home now or wait? What's it going to be like when this is over? Should I wait until then? When is it going to be over? I could do a whole show myself on what we're going through as real estate agents right now. But, you know, Ann from Buffalo Grove, her situation was she was, you know, she's moving to Denver, and she has a condo here in Buffalo Grove and needs to sell it. You know, the rest of her transaction is moving on. She's got a new job, and she has to move. And she's like, well, what do we do? And I said, well, you know, things are not as bad as you think they are out there. Just for an example, I'm going to tell you what's been going on in the last 30 days. We've had, in the northwest suburbs alone, 834 new listings, 720 closings, and 545 properties under contract just in the northwest suburbs in the last 30 days. So things are moving, things are happening, and, you know, as with any type of a conversation that I'm having with listeners is, you know, there's some questions that need to be answered as to what's going on with your home. Is it vacant or is it an occupied property? Are you, you know, living in the home? There's two different approaches that we would take given those two situations. For example, a vacant home, very easy. You know, we have the house completely sanitized. We leave wipes. We leave booties. We leave sanitizer, masks, and gloves. People can come in. They don't have to worry about somebody who's there who might be sick. And it's a much easier process than if it is indeed an occupied home. An occupied home is going to give us, you know, some other challenges. And, you know, this is where it's going to become all the more important for you to be pre-approved or approved before you go looking and, you know, marching into people's homes. Large groups are discouraged. If you're not feeling well, don't be looking at homes. Don't touch anything. Social distancing, gloves, masks, it's kind of a whole new world out there. But we are still doing business. And what we wound up doing with Ann is indeed putting her house on the market. It was vacant. And we were able to secure an offer within 5 days.
Nice.
And it was not a reduced fire sale offer, as a lot of people are thinking is happening also, because we had a good amount of showings, and we were able to, you know, get the price that we wanted on the property. So things, again, are not as bad as people are imagining that they might be. They're different. And, you know, we as real estate agents are doing different things, and we're doing things in different ways. And we're taking more and better precautions to make sure that we are making people feel safe, and indeed, they are being safe.
Are you having the same type of challenges with anxiety-filled sellers? I mean, buyers as much as anxiety-filled sellers? Are the buyers as just as concerned about this market as the sellers, or are they seeing this as a great opportunity? Because whenever there's bad news in the economy, it's good for buyers.
Right. There's two schools out there. There are people who are thinking that they're going to get the bargain basement fire sale price, and then there are people who are wanting to put their search on hold a little bit. Clearly, there is less competition for buyers. So if you are a buyer right now and you are healthy, it really is. And I don't want to put a good spin on a bad situation, but it is a good time to purchase something if you have a secure position, if you are well positioned to purchase, if you look good on paper, and if you have a wider selection because there's less buyers out there.
Right. So it's an efficient market, and the market doesn't stop. It pivots. It recreates itself, Joe, as you guys are doing in the home improvement
business. That's what we're finding too, Donna. It's the people that need something done, not necessarily want something done. So the same thing with you, right? If you need to sell your house, you can sell your house.
You got to adapt to the current market environment, not just in real estate. Every industry is doing it, and it's no different in the real estate, mortgage, credit industry. It's happening. So tell you what, Donna, we're going to put you on hold, have you sit there for about 15 minutes. We'll bring you back for the expert roundtable at the bottom of the hour, okay?
Oh, excellent. I look forward to it.
All right. We're going to come back after these messages. We got Todd Denenberg from Vecino's Pizza Company. We had some subs. They were delicious.
Who was it from?
Even after I ran over them. 312-981-7200. I just turned my mic off. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thanks to John Williams. He sent me a nice text that our show is sounding great and humming along. So
nice. Well, that's a big compliment.
That's a great compliment.
John Williams.
Good friend of mine.
Right.
And he's a pro. He's outstanding. 9-1 here on weekdays. He's going to be giving away the gift card on Tuesday. Bob Surratt will be giving a gift card away on Monday. But right now, we're going to give our first gift card away. Sammy, are you ready for the drum roll there, Sammy? Hang on. We have a drum roll. We're all prepared here. Ready, Sammy? Okay, hit it. Okay.
That's a long drum roll.
You got the cymbals there? All right. So we got. All right. We need to produce that a little better for next week. We are pleased to announce the first winner of the $200 gift card, subject to verification, I have to say that, is a listener by the name of Harry Hope of Oak Park, is going to win a $200 American Express gift card. Thank you, Sam. That's very nice. Okay, well, we'll have Duffy tighten that up for next week because obviously Sam was busy eating a sub sandwich from Vecino's in there. But once again, I messed up on how to do it. So your radio family at WGN wants to help your family with some relief in your wallet. It's the WGN Great Grocery Giveaway sponsored by Team Hochberg and Caputo's Fresh Markets. Tune in on Monday to hear Bob Surratt give away the next gift card. Then Tuesday, John Williams. Then Wednesday, Anna DeVellantis. And Thursday, Rokan. Then Friday, G will do it. And then next Saturday, I will do it. We're going to do it 6 days a week until we announce the grand prize winner who's going to win a $4,800 grand prize groceries for a year, $400 gift card a month for over 12 months from Caputo's. Here's how you register. You register at WGNradio.com/contests. WGN.com/contests. It's free to enter. $200 gift card. And a chance to win $4,800 in free groceries from Caputo's at the end. So there you go. So congratulations. Subject to verification, Harry Hope of Oakbrook and every one of our listeners could go to WGNradio.com/contest. 312-981-7200. Let's get out to Don in Chicago. You got a credit card question. Thanks for listening, Donnie. How can we help you?
Hey, David. Great show as always.
Thanks, Donnie.
I wanted to thank you and Igor for the hardwood floor cleaner.
Oh, thank
you. Wife can't wait to use it.
That's good. Well, what about you? How come the wife's the only one using it?
Yeah, use it right now.
They say romance is dead. I got to get my wife a nice present. No, she's a clean freak, so she's the one going to do it.
All right, good. I'm glad. I love it, too.
I have a comment and a question, David, if you got the time.
Go ahead.
The comment is, on the mortgages and, auto loans, why don't they just add 3 months? I'm a logical guy. Is it just because they're so greedy?
No.
They want that 3-month payment?
No, Donnie, here, and I'm going to cut you off. It's up to the servicer to do what they want to do when it comes to the forbearance if you don't have the money to pay it back. That's why you need to contact, every single listener needs to contact their servicer. Some servicers, I know, a listener called in. The first show that I did it, she had reduced her income, called her servicer, which was Huntington, and Huntington allowed her to add 361, 2, and 3 to the end of her loans because she couldn't make the 3 months worth of mortgage payment.
To me, that's logical. I'm a logical guy. That makes sense to me.
But Donnie, you're also a street smart guy, okay, because you're Donnie on the job, and you also know that you need to ask the questions and not assume that something's going to happen. You need to call.
I get it.
That's why I always tell our listeners and recommend you need to contact your servicer.
You're doing a great job of getting the word out, I'll say that.
Thanks. What
question
credit card?
I have about credit cards, we finished the house that we bought. We did a lot of remodeling. We finally finished it out. We had to finish it out with credit cards. We just paid everything completely off, zero balances on all the cards. How long to the credit, because I know your credit, we had great credit, but it takes a little bit of a hit when you max out your credit cards.
Right.
How long till it goes back up where it was?
It depends upon when that credit card reports to the credit agency or to the credit bureau. So if you just paid your Visa card off, pick a date, right? Today. You just paid your Visa card off today, and Visa reported to the TransUnion, Equifax, Experian on Wednesday of last week, right? Then you have to wait until a month to that Wednesday. You have to wait 27 days until that information is updated. Okay, so there are millions of companies out there, hundreds of thousands, millions of companies reporting their information to the repositories, to TransUnion, Experian, Equifax. So, so you have to wait until that information gets updated in their system.
All right, okay, so basically every 30 days someone's doing something.
Correct, correct.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, good to know, David. Thanks a lot for the info. You're doing a great job. Thanks.
All right. Hey, thanks for supporting the show, Don. You've been a longtime listener. Appreciate it.
Yep.
We're going to go. I appreciate it, buddy.
Right.
You be safe out there, brother.
Always.
All right. We're going to go up to Todd. Todd, how are you? Hang on. Where's Todd? No, that's Donna. We're going to go to Todd. Put Donna on hold. We're going to go to Todd. Todd, you there, bud?
I am here. How are you?
I am tremendous. Todd is the owner of Vicenzo. What is it?
Vicino's.
Vicino's is where we had that sandwich from.
Vicino's Pizza, who you downed the sandwich in about 45 seconds.
Well, I had to, but it was run over, right?
Well, Todd, I apologize. I want to apologize for you. I got my
car. It was
car.
Still good, though. It was delicious.
Todd, I dropped my $1,000 check off from Team Hochberg to Todd yesterday. I picked up a bag of food, correct, Todd, with four styrofoam boxes in there.
Four Italian trio subs.
Okay.
God, they were good.
I brought them home. I put them in the downstairs refrigerator to make sure I didn't forget. I worked out this morning, showered, went to get them. Everything's great. No problems. I put it by the back of my car to put it in my trunk to keep it cool on the way down, right? I forgot my keys, went in my house, came out with my keys, got in my car. Backed out of my garage, backed out of my driveway. I started hearing some grinding noise. It sounded like my brakes were going out. Everybody who's owned a car knows what that sounds like. I'm like, what did I hit? I don't know what's going on. I look back. There's nothing there. I look around. Nothing's there. I pull the car up. There's the bag ripped to shreds. I didn't run it over. I ran over it with my book bag. Okay. I got some challenges with my backpack. So long story short, the sandwiches were fine. My backpack's a little damaged.
Hopefully that was your sub you ran over.
I ate the damaged sub. Okay, so so just to review, last week a friend of yours, Josh's Hot Dogs in Northbrook, fed the Wheeling Buffalo Grove Northbrook Police lunch. They're feeding Northbrook today, and the medical professionals at Northwestern Medical Group in Glenview this coming Wednesday. My buddy Dr. McGuire. Thank you to Chief Dunn, Cass Stevens, and Atkins for allowing us to bring food into their facilities, and Dr. Michael McGuire for coordinating the food for the Northwestern Medical Group in Glenview. This week, we have Todd, who's the owner of Vicino's Pizza Company. Two locations, Todd, in Glenview. Where are they located?
So we have one at 2773 Finkston on Willow Road in Finkston, and then we have one 1905 Glenview Road.
And I'll tell you what, this Italian sub, how much does this Italian sub cost? It could feed a family of four.
So it's about $6.95. And then we also have another store in Northfield called North Shore Pizza Company.
$6.95 for that sandwich. Okay,
Tommy, it was delicious. It really was. I love the bread.
And we definitely don't cheat you on the meat.
You could feed a family of maybe one and a half Hochbergs, but definitely a family of four.
Well, you wanted mine too, so.
Well, yeah, well, that's what goes without saying. So, what have you done to stay relevant in this market, Todd?
So the first week when this hit, actually the first two or three weeks, there was a lot of uncertainty. And we got hit really hard, like a lot of other businesses. So we were down like 50 to 60%. So then things started to turn around a little bit. And I'm just amazed and honored and blessed to be a part of this community, because people have stepped up to help out small businesses, helping other small businesses. And you know, we started to turn the corner a little bit. And you know, I couldn't be happier.
And I want to thank you for taking part, being the second recipient of the Team Hochberg $1,000 a week check to help feed essential workers. This week, Joe, we're going to Allied Disposal in Glenview Northbrook off of Shermer Road, and we're going to feed the UPS drivers on Shermer Road. So we're taking care of the men and women at Allied Disposal, UPS on Shermer Road in Northbrook. We're going over to Sunset Foods to feed the shelving, you know, all the workers that check us out and stock the shelves at Sunset Foods in Northbrook. And we're going to take care of the Jewel in Plaza del Prado, which is next door to Todd's facility in Glenview. So those are the essential workers that we're going to do this week.
I like what you said, though, is that it's not easy to get food coordinated into those places.
Some places will not accept. Mariano's right. Will not accept food. Costco won't accept food. Called over to the Deerfield Police Department, will not accept food.
Exactly right. So to get the food in sometimes is
a challenge.
Is a challenge, right? So we called the fire chief. And then he was able to coordinate the whole thing. Somebody has to coordinate it on the way in, is my point.
So, Todd, if our listeners want to order food from Vecino's Pizza, how do they reach you, buddy?
So they can either call 847-498-3888 or go to our webpage, vecinospizza.com.
All right. Hey, great job. Thanks for helping me feed the men and women at Allied Disposal, Sunset nice Foods, job. Jewel, and Plaza del Prado, and the men and women who work at UPS on Shermer Road in Northbrook. And I'll see you soon, brother. I got to hit a break.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, we're all in this together, and together we win.
You got it. We're all pulling on the same rope, brother. You have a great weekend. Be safe.
Thank you, too.
And thanks for what you do. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to come back with the Expert Roundtable, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
I love it. At your bottom dollar, you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. A gentleman by the name of Tim Corcoran sent me something last night. He wanted me to give a shout-out to his organization because they're helping individuals who have lost their jobs give money to a food bank. He was supposed to call in. I don't know what happened, so I'll just give him a shout out here. And the best way that you get on the show, Joe, is by complimenting the host. A little radio 101 here.
Like, what's your favorite compliment?
Hi, David, big listener, just Home Sweet Home Chicago. Love your show. Okay, so
that's all you need.
That's the key. So if you want to get on the show,
not a lot.
Flatter the host. Okay, so Tim's a board member of an organization, or as we like to say, all our hockey fans, organization, the Midwest Aerosol Association. Tim is organizing a fundraising effort to present a $8,000 check to the Northwestern Food Bank within the next couple of weeks. They do great service. Okay, so let's Stephen Leahy, you're on live radio. So let's.
I'm going to tell you something, David. I love you and I love your show.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you're already on, and keep it up. I'm going to dump you. He wants to bring awareness for the need of food for individuals that have lost their jobs. And that is, he asked me to do a shout out to remember the food banks and remember contributions, and volunteering is something that is desperately needed. So thank you to Tim. And he said if our listeners want to donate, they could go to solvehungertoday.org, where people can volunteer or donate to this cause.
Is that the same as a food pantry?
It's I really don't know. So okay. solvehungertoday.org is an organization. He's with the Midwest Aerosol Association, which I guess is one of the largest here in Chicago. I have no idea. It's one of the largest organizations promoting what they do, the aerosol industry. I didn't realize that it was so big, but there you go. Now we learned something. So, Tim, thank you for was that his name, Tim? Did I mess that up? I think his name was Tim Corcoran. Yeah, Tim Corcoran, and I won't give his phone number. So, Tim, thanks for bringing
that. Aerosol, it's kind of hard to get your hand around what they do.
Very funny. Okay, so there's Joe's Joke of the Week. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So we've got the round table here. So question from 708. Here we go, guys. Ready? My husband may be furloughed or have a salary reduction. Would he be able to take advantage of the forbearance? Absolutely. Call the servicer, the 800 number on your mortgage statement, and ask for a forbearance due to economic challenges from COVID-19. We have a text message here. Stephen A. Leahy, are you saying Cook County, this is a text, are you saying that Cook County will reassess to increase property values, not decrease due to the pandemic? Can you clarify that, Steve?
They will probably decrease some of the values, but remember, the government still has a number that they need. So it's just the way they allocate it. So they might reduce everybody's, but they're still going to allocate. Then the multiplier is just going to go up, right? Okay. So it may drop your value, but it might not be enough, and that's where I'm talking about. That's where you have to appeal it.
Okay. Greg from the 815, I have contacted members of my team to find out about the challenge that you text me, and I will get back to you later today. 630, forbearance. Why didn't you speak? I already talked about that. I said that in detail. How come you don't tell people that they have to pay 100%? If you heard the ad during the show.
The ad said exactly what you said.
That's been running for a month. So there you go, 630. Hopefully that answers that question. The 309 went to Kroger's in Morton on Thursday, one-way aisles. Imagine a city with one-way streets. So giving a shout-out to Kroger's in Morton, Illinois. Thank you for that. 630, should I pay escrow? Donna, what are your thoughts on paying escrows? Now, paying your taxes and insurance is part of your mortgage statement, Donna.
What are my thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Well, many times you don't have a choice if you don't have enough equity.
Correct. If you have an FHA and VA loan, you have to pay escrow, which means you pay your taxes and your mortgage as part of your mortgage payment. But if you have a Fannie Freddie loan and you put down at least 20%, you have the option of not paying your taxes and your mortgage as taxes and insurance as part of your mortgage payment.
How I would answer that would be, it depends on how you handle your finances.
Absolutely.
Are you able to put that money aside and have it, or do you have it for when the tax bill is due, or are you just using that as an excuse to not have the money and then try and figure it out when the date comes?
100% correct. It's a personal preference. It's a budgetary thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I personally don't escrow my taxes, but I have to have money available when my insurance bill comes with
some
Jimmy Towns.
Do, some I don't.
Right. It's a personal preference.
David, can I chime in?
Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
The word 18% comes to mind, which is the interest rate that starts ticking the day after you're late.
Right.
Okay, well, that's why you have to be financially responsible to make the payment.
Or else
you're going to get squashed in fees, right?
Exactly.
All right, 630. David, can you also remind our listeners that we should all start savings accounts? Thankfully, I still have my job, but I'm going to start a savings account. I want a nest egg. So in situations like this, I have a little extra money for emergency reasons. So kudos to you, 630, 100%. 815, my wife and I are essential workers. God is good. We are taking care of our sister-in-law. We have, that is from Big Harry down in Southern Illinois. We're going to do a tribute. He lost his son, Little Harry, due to cystic fibrosis complications. So we have a little something, a longtime listener of the show. Stephen A. Leahy, Cook County property taxes from the 847 are due August 1st. out in the mail June 30th. Can you address this? What is happening?
I don't understand the question. Everything's on hold now with the assessments or property tax or appeals. All that's on hold, so they're not moving.
Okay, so the texter says Cook County property tax is due August 1st.
Oh, okay, they're due. That's true.
Mail June 30th. Can you address this? What is happening?
Okay, so again, I haven't heard that they're putting off you having to pay. Although that's happening with a lot of things now, right? They're giving extra time for many things, but I haven't heard that they're going to allow you to pay your property taxes late. Although that might happen.
Might happen. Still under discussion, depending on how mm-hmm. long we're sheltered and how long our listeners are out of their job, right?
And the more people that can't pay it, right?
So right.
If there's going to be a big flood of people who can't pay it, well, then they're going to give some sort of relief.
Okay.
They're going to have to.
We have a question for David. David, we have a comment, 630. In all fairness, your trust attorney, David A. Schluter, should also mention that that the Illinois Medical Power of Attorney can be done for free online through the state of Illinois. We did it for my mom, and it worked out fine. You want to comment on that, Dave?
Yeah, if the people are comfortable, but there are some formalities in the witnessing, and there are also some sections that have three or four different choices you need to make. And so when we handle it in our office, people are very grateful that we give the background of the text. That document, it was created by the Illinois legislature along with the Illinois State Bar Association. So, yes, they can do it if they're up to, you know, their readers and their people who are able to go through the choices and everything and have family meetings and things like that. But, yeah, I would say, of course, it's possible. But, again, what we bring to the table is making sure it is executed properly. Sometimes people, where you're only supposed to pick one thing, pick two, which negates the whole form, that kind of thing. So we do bring to the table making sure it's a workable form and not just a form, but also we do give some background on why some of the choices are there, and people are very grateful.
All right, another question, texter from the 630, Dave. Please ask David Schluter, your trust expert, will and estate planning expert, if I need to update my trust/will, only to update my daughter's new married name.
No, you can save money and basically put a post-it note on there. Since it's such a close family member, everyone's going to know who that is. The only time we update it is if it's a distant friend from college or something where you're leaving $1,000 or something, or leaving a fishing pole or something, where your family may not know who they were and wonder who the background is. So then it is good to update the name. But in that case, everybody will know that who that is. So as long as they had the right name on the day you signed it, you're totally fine.
All right, we're going to take a quick break after this question, Dave, and then we're going to bring all the experts back. I've got more text messages for Stephen and Don and David. This is from the 630, a listener from Roselle. This question is for Dave Schluter, and then we're going to take a break and come back with the answer, Dave. My 73-year-old dad suffers from diabetes, asthma, and Meniere's disease. I never heard of that. Meniere's disease. He doesn't want to make a living will because of the hassle. My brother built an addition onto my dad's existing home. My brother says everything will be his when dad passes away. What action can I take? Whoa, there you go. That would be a fun Thanksgiving Day
barn burner
family get together. So think about that, guys. Dave, we're going to take a quick break here. Also, at the end of the show, we have a special tribute to Little Harry, who is the son of Big Harry, who's been a longtime listener of the show for more than 10 years, constantly corresponds with us. We refinance him. Our listeners that came over from the other station will remember Big Harry is the guy that lives in the bunker down in southern Illinois. He's a good guy. His son, unfortunately, lost his battle with cystic fibrosis. We're going to do a tribute to him at the end of the show. But first, we're going to take a break, come back with David Schluter, answers to the 630 about this family challenges that they're having. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. This is David Hochberg, Joe Hogle. Pay some bills. Be right back. I love this song.
It's
I love this song. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home. Don't you want to go? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to Sweet Home Chicago. I love this song. All right, so we're going to get back to the text messages, Dave. Can you help that listener out from the 630 with the family challenges that she is having with her brother out in Roselle?
Yeah, as much as we were all having the snappy Tom ears mad at that brother during the break, it all comes down to the dad. The dad has to step up, either have a family meeting or write a letter to the brother and counter and copy the sister and say, please show your sister my documents. And if he refuses to write the letter to the brother, then they're going to have to write it out. I mean, they could try to move for guardianship, but the guardian judge, you know, he may not qualify for that. He may just be stubborn. It's all in the dad's court. As much as the brother is being derelict and being secretive, it's all about the dad at this point. It's in his court right now.
All right, so hypothetical situation. Father passes away, okay, and he doesn't have a will. He doesn't have a trust. He doesn't have any type of documents.
If he doesn't have anything, then the family will share, and the brother's full of crap, and anybody can move to be the administrator, and they'll fight it out. It'd be very expensive, but somebody will be appointed. But if the brother's telling the truth, and he's already taken him to a lawyer, the brother, they could still contest it and say that there was undue influence or something like that. They're tough cases. They're expensive, but the bottom line is, if the dad was manipulated, it all depends also how many years ago it was done. But again, it's all in the dad's court right now. She needs to have a heart-to-heart with the dad and say, Dad, we don't want to deal with this after you're gone. My brother's telling me it's this way. Is that the truth? Okay. And if it is, can we see the documents? It's all in the dad's court.
Well, it says here he doesn't want to make a living will because of the hassle. Brother says...
I'm not worried about that. This was all about the brother getting all the dough and controlling all the property. Yeah, the dad's probably never going to sign a medical directive. Okay. And they may end up spending his money to get the guardianship.
Got it. Okay, thank you. We have 847 Joe for you.
Dave, what's the noise?
Yeah, I don't know what the noise is. Who's ever making the noise? Cut it out. All right, so...
Not me.
All right, so...
No, it's not you.
So, Joe, we have an 847. Let's focus. 847... MegaPros did our kitchen a couple of years ago. We'd like to do our basement. Is this a good time to do our basement?
Absolutely, no problem. We would accommodate your wishes. If you didn't want to see us, we could let ourselves in, tarp our way in, and not see you at all. But yes, basement actually is nice. Usually we could have clean access to it.
And it's usually blocked off from another part of the house.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Prices here. Donna, this is for you. Prices are lower in real estate now, 847. Texter lives in Glenview. They are going lower. Houses in the Glen, which is the old Glenview Naval Air Station, are 900,000.
I'm familiar with the Glen.
So am I. Wildfires there. Great. Let us entertain your restaurant. The Glen, $900,000. Once for 900 grand are selling now in the high 600s. Houses are moving rock bottom. What are your thoughts there?
Well, this has not changed much from where we ended last year and where we started this year, in that homes over 500,000 are not retaining value as they had hoped they would. Your sweet spot in most of the suburbs now is 350, 400 and under. That's where you're seeing, and again, prices in Illinois as of end of last year and into the beginning of this year, prior to all this COVID, have been flat. So, you know, we can turn around and blame it all on COVID, but unfortunately, that may just be exacerbating the existing problem. That's my thoughts on that.
Yeah. Okay. 630 for you, Stephen A. Leahy, real estate tax appeal expert of the show. Does Stephen do Kane County? This texter lives in St. Charles. Would like to know if you could help him with his property tax appeal. Thanks. Love the show and great information. Vince out in St. Charles. Do you guys handle that area as well?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What? How far around the listening area do you handle? Do you handle all of Illinois?
You know, we can, but generally it's the collar counties, so Kane County, DuPage County, Will County, McHenry County, Lake County, and Cook County.
What about Boone? I love Boone.
You know, I haven't had one down there in Boone. I'm not saying we Boone. Wouldn't.
Why do you know Boone?
What about Ogle? I love Boone and Ogle. I just like saying Boone.
Why do you like that?
I just like saying Boone and Ogle.
I've never been there.
I just...
Again, I've never done anything down there, but I'm not saying we wouldn't, but I want to say Boone, too.
Okay, there
Let
you go.
David handle those.
Boone. I'll take care of everybody in Boone County. 630, mobile app, the contest does not show up. I'm sorry about that. We're having a contest to give away $200 Amex gift cards to 24 lucky winners and a $4,800 grand prize winner.
WGNradio.com.
.com/contests. Okay. So if that's not working, try WGNradio.com or go to WGNradio.com. In the upper toolbar, there's a contest tab. But if you go to WGNradio.com/contest, it should be there. So 630, we're going to check into that and get back to you. We have your phone number. Donna, what we got a text message here. What is the lead time on what's the market time currently for homes 400,000 to 450 in the northwest suburbs? What's the market time for something like that?
Depends on how it's priced and how it looks. Does it look good compared to the competition? Is it a desirable property? Is it priced correctly? Okay. You know, average market times in the northwest burbs across the board are running about 40 days.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But the last four homes I personally put under contract were under contract in less than 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you're in the northwest suburbs in Donna's area, give her a call to help her sell your home. And last but not least, before we do our tribute to Little Harry, Big Harry's son, Little Harry, 847, David, you are the best. Love your show and your guests. So kudos to our guests.
So your contest does not work.
On the mobile app.
If you go back to the homepage,
yep,
and then click the information bar, under contest, here's the only thing.
Okay, so there's a challenge with the app right now, which I'm sure the WGN IT technicians are going to fix. So go to WGNradio.com/contest. Click on the three lines.
No. It's right from the homepage.
From
the homepage, and then click on that little information bar. It'll drop down, ask you if you want contest.
Oh, yep. And then there you go. 6-3. Hopefully that helped. Dave Schluter, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Yeah, 630-285-5300. Always a free consultation.
All right. And Donna Sattler, if our listeners want to reach out to you at RE/MAX at Home,
they can call me at 847-651-3300 or Donna at DonnaSattler.com.
Thanks for calling in today, Dave and Donna. Stephen A. Leahy, if our listeners want to reach you.
If you go to WGNTaxMan.com or call me at 312-664-6649.
And MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
All right, we're going to do, and thanks for calling in, Steve. We're going to do a special tribute right now as we fade out here. Big Harry is a big fan of the show, lives down in the bunker in southern Illinois. Lost his son, Little Harry, earlier this month due to complications from a transplant due to cystic fibrosis. Little Harry was 31 years old. He loved dirt track racing. His favorite race car driver was Jason Fever. He survived by his wife Courtney and his black lab Diesel. Little Harry loved his wedding song, which is this song, My Best Friend by Tim McGraw. So in honor of Big Harry's son, Little Harry, we're going to end the show with his wedding song. May his memory be a blessing. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next weekend. Searching till you walked into my life.